Okay, so this video, I want to make a part two off the Loving Delusion because I ended up coming across this Florence Nightingale, quote. And this shit is like real deep. And because this goes right along with what I was saying in the last part. So that's why I think this is why I made a part two to it. But yeah, I'm going to read what I think is the more important part. So it's four total paragraphs here. I'm going to read three of them because the second one really is not really, it's just kind of just him just being butthurt. But the other three are saying everything that I would prefer younger men learn. And these are things that I think every father should teach to their son. Like, fuck that whole shit of treating women with higher respect. Teach them what the fuck girls do from a young age. That way they don't fall into this cuck shit when they're fucking, 17, 18, 19. Because, see, them women, they've been getting raw dogs since they were 12. So they learn the game much quicker than guys. But anyway, I'm going to read. So it starts out, it says, women crave for being loved, not for loving. They scream out at you for sympathy all day long. They are incapable of giving any in return. They cannot state a fact accurately to another, nor can that other woman attend to it accurately enough for it to become information. Now, is this not the result of want of sympathy? That motherfucker was gangster. And this had to be, because it says he was born, I guess he lived from 1820 to 1910. So he probably wrote this shit in like 1860 or some shit. He was saying this shit back then. I'm late. So, okay. So the second paragraph is pretty much just him being butthurt. So I'm not going to read that. So the third paragraph says, they really don't have sympathy or the ability to empathize because they are always judging everyone and everything as a product on a social value scale that relates to their own egos and bounces off of themselves. There is no capability for genuine feeling. And that's exactly what I went on in the last video. Like I said, don't be mad at women, but you have to just accept what they are. Like, their brains do not grow to a level of fully creating morals to stand by and rules to live by. Their morals and rules are whatever that strongest man in the room or whatever guy they think they can manipulate the fuck to get resources. That is where their morals and shit will align. Their brains are not made to build their own shit. Like I said in the last video, women do not build countries. They don't build houses. They don't make cars. They don't create shit. You see what I'm saying? There may be one or two here and there. And there's always that one or two here and there that can outdo a man. Like I say, here and there. Not anywhere near 10% of women do this. Like, it's probably more like 0.05% of women actually, their brains can develop that far. Because like I said in older videos, man, women's brains mature quicker women's brains mature at an earlier age than men's. Like I said, women, girls start maturing. Like, because I was always around, because like there's a bunch of kids in my family, so I'd always see other kids, and I used to watch them, man. Like, girls really start growing. Like, okay, they start unknowingly growing, I'd say around three. Like, in a different direction from boys, they start unknowing. Like, they start to learn that they're getting a little bit more. They're getting treated a little nicer. Like, you can see them. Like, they're starting to pick up on it, but they don't really know it yet. But like, when it comes to their maturation process of figuring out, oh, I'm a girl, so he'll do blah blah blah, that starts to happen fully around when they start to see it and they realize it and they can start employing tactics. Maybe they're not fully aware, but they're starting to get it. That starts to happen around, like, with my nieces and shit and my little female cousins. I noticed them starting to experiment with it, like, deeper around the ages of, I say, like, 7, 8, 9. Between 7 and 9, that's when and they are just so far ahead of little boys in those age groups of a 7 to 9 year old boy. Girls on an interpersonal level are growing like here, and boys are just like, and they're just compounding data. Cause see, when they start hitting 9, 10, they start pad bouncing data off of the girls. See, that's what girls would be doing when they sit behind a tree talking on recess and shit like that. When the boys is out there kicking balls and fucking running toy trucks into a concrete wall, the girls is back there comparing how they manipulate shit, girls would even sit down with families and practice manipulation on the mommy and daddy and shit, and the brother and on their little toy dolls and the baby. Like, they practice this. You see what I'm saying? So by the time we both hit 19 years old, girls, the fattest, ugliest, fucked up girl can and possibly is running light years around guys. I'd say like, let's say when you both hit the age of 18, right? A 2 out of 10 woman can run circles around a 7 out of 10 guy. She can. Now, if she's doing it, that's on her. But she can do it. And a lot of them are doing it. But see, the thing, like I say in other videos, see, women are so used to being woman that their brains can't see the entitlement they get just from being woman. Their brains, because they're born into it. So essentially, they're born into having $100,000 and they're just used to it. So now they're looking for $500,000, like, because they're bored with $100,000. Where guys are born in, I say, with like maybe $10,000 at best. You see what I'm saying? So if we had half the attention that women got, like, we'd be in heaven at that point. Like, you know, because that's why, like, with guys, as soon, like, especially when we're still young and dumb, the first girl who shows us attention and is there for us, we contemplate marrying a hoe. Using where women, they're so used to that, it they just know somebody else is going to come around, you know, eventually. Even the ugly ones, they know eventually. Especially now with online dating. See, when I was younger, we didn't have online dating, and the internet wasn't as popular as it is now. So back then, ugly bitches had to wait a little longer. But now, any bitch could just put on some fucking Tinder app or whatever, some online dating app or social media or Instagram, and just put her face smiling in it. And she's going to get hit up, okay, probably by some thirsty guy. And it's going to have her head up. But anyway, back to the third paragraph of Florence Nightingale. The last paragraph, it says, okay, so I ended off with there's no capability for genuine feeling from women. So he goes on then to say, this is what I've experienced with women. There is no capability for genuine feeling for humans, or really in general, except when those feelings are for themselves and the other people are just proxies to bounce ideas off of. Yeah. Like I said in the last video, that whole loving thing, women being loving, that, okay, the deeper part of where this shit comes from and the cartoons, remember like watching cartoons when, like, you know, years ago, like decades ago and shit, the cartoons are always the same shit. TVs and movies always show the man saving the woman. Who do you think is making all this shit? like that's their fucking thing. You know, the creators of it. Who do you think was making all those cartoons? You see what I'm saying? Who's back and making all these movies? Who you think is doing? Is men who was on the same? Just like the male judges that just flat out rape men in divorce courts. It's the beta cucks. That's who's making this shit. See, like, cause gangster ass pimp dudes don't. No, they're not gonna make that. You know what I'm saying? Because they know what it is. Any guy who grew up with a woman in the household and got to see the real woman in the household, like, they knew, these guys know from young ages. So they're light years ahead of, you know, guys like me. And, you know, I didn't grow up with a woman in the household or sister or female cousin around for long. So I didn't get to see all that. But yeah, now I remember one time I did get to see a woman's true side when I was younger. But like I said, it would be so spaced out to where I couldn't really create a lot of logic on it. Just like in real life when I deal with whores before I came to Europe and started going to brothels, it would be so spaced out I couldn't really form a lot of logic. But see, like, when you live in it, you start to see, like, no, like, this is a different culture. But see, like I said, with me, when I would see women's real colors, it would be so far and spaced out that like I couldn't really make any firm. And I think a lot of men are like this. They can't make a lot of firm logic because by the time you see a woman's real nature, you know what I'm saying? It might be 6 months to a year in between that if you're not like married to her or something like that. Like so it's much harder to make any concrete logic in it. So I remember one time, is my cousin's wife actually. She didn't know. She was fucking crazy, man. Like when you would see her, she would be all like perfectly dainty and try to be cute. Oh, I didn't know, and all that shit. And then if she didn't know you were there, it was a whole different mutation, entirely different mutation. Like I mean, like crazy bad. Like to the point where like there is no way any man would ever set foot around her had they just seen that first type of thing. But like I said, it would be so far and few in between before I'd see a woman like that to where I didn't know, I couldn't make a lot of, and see, this is the problem that that men have, I think, in a dating market. And why a lot of men have to like get fucked over or for some reason or other, they come to like the MGTOW red pill community is because, okay, men are raised pretty much to be lone fucked up rangers, and women are born to be fucking loved, essentially. So men, we don't get any real lesson from life in dealing with bitches. So if all we're getting is media and movies, well, I mean, media is a hell of a drug. Media will brainwash you into thinking everything is one way. For instance, like with this coronavirus shit, motherfuckers are whooping Asian people's ass all around the planet for that shit. Like, because they think they got coronavirus because the media told them, yeah, it came from China. So all these Asian motherfuckers got it. And like, I found myself kind of like being hesitant when I see an Asian motherfucker like, oh, did he cough? Like, because media is a hell of a fucking drug, man. Media will fuck you up. See, this is, and after I really learned that shit, this is just a side topic. After I learned how powerful media is, and this is going to be like kind of like racist. This is not going to be racist, but it's going to be race involved in it. Now I understand why some white people can be uncomfortable around black people. And I don't blame them. I don't fucking blame them. Because media is a hell of a drug, man. Like if media tells you, if movies and shit keep just pushing one side of a story in your face, and you'll start to believe that shit. But so I don't blame. That's just a side topic. I get it. Like, okay, the first I'd say this is I'm on a whole side topic. Well, I'm gonna get back to Florence Nightingale. But the first time that it really hit me how powerful media is. I remember that when I first flew to Europe, and I had to get on a Lufthansa. I don't know how to say it, but it's the German airport. It's a German. It's like Delta. It's like their form of like Delta and shit like that. So it was all German people working on there. I had never heard German in person, right? So when I get on the plane, the steward, everybody speaking German. Like, and where I, okay, for me being from Ohio, the only time I heard German was when it was a Hitler documentary, right? so I'm on the plane, I'm scared as fuck. And I'm thinking, oh, they're getting ready to kill us as the Nazis because they're speaking German. Like, because it's German, like, you know it when you hear German. Like, when them motherfuckers are getting excited and speaking German, like you know German when you hear it. Like, at first. And that was the first time I'd ever heard it. But like I said, all the media that had been pumped into me up to that point was German is Nazi. German is concentration camp. German is killing Jews. Like, I had never seen German people just chill and laugh and, you know what I'm saying, drink a beer. I was scared for 9 hours. Until I got off the fucking plane. But anyway, I just got a weird message on my laptop. Anyway, but yeah, media is a hell of a drug. So I'm trying to get back on topic on the Florence Nightingale shit. Yeah, but the moon came out. See, the sun is finally out in Prague. I got a telescope, man. And tonight I'm gonna show you where I am. The moon, I don't know if you can see it, because this is fucking MacBook, but the moon is finally out. The sky is always cloudy here, man. Like, it's always cloudy, but the moon is out. So I'm gonna get a hop on my telescope in a minute and look at it. And hopefully tonight I can see Venus, because I've been wanting to see Venus, But it's always cloudy as fuck here. It's always cloudy. But this is how you can tell it's going to be summer in Prague, because the sun's starting to come out a whole lot more. I just had to buy some sunglasses, actually, when I went out to pay my T-Mobile bill. But anyway, Florence Nightingale, yeah, like, see that. Oh yeah, so back to the original topic. See, men, we are not born into having a lot of contact with women, and we're not born really having any reason to have a lot of contact with women, unless we're just like, you know, that runaway model type of dude or something like that, or for some reason like we hit the lottery and girls start liking us at younger ages. We don't have a lot of reason to really interact with them unless we were like, you know, siblings to them or something. Or like your mom was just like a fucking bitch. Like I knew one guy, he told me flat out, like his mom was a bitch. His mom was, he knew it. But like I said, my mom wasn't a bitch. My mom, I'll be honest, I'll tell you the honest truth. No, my mom was not a bitch. She was just a laid back motherfucker. Now I see, cause she died when I was 14. So this is 20 years now. That'll be 34 soon. But like I do share a lot of the similarity from what I can remember of her, like, because I could stay in bed all day and just read books all day. Like I can stay in the bed all fucking day and not leave, unless, you know, to go to the bathroom and get some food. Like I can, and she was the same way. She would come home from work and just lay in the bed all day. but yeah. So back to the topic. See, women grow up always getting attention. They get a lot, they get tons more practice with interpersonal relationships. They get, it's tenfold, easily. It's easily tenfold the amount of practice they get of interpersonal relations. So like I said before, by the time guys and girls hit 18, 19, 20, you as a man, you have a very low chance of hanging in with that. If you're of the equivalent age, You have a very low chance of taming that shit. That's why they usually go off to older guys, because she's on a high. She's just like, they're moving faster. But with that being said, they, at this point, they're moving so fast, they've learned that there's always going to be another guy somewhere waiting on them. So at this point to them, it's like, well, why should I care about any one of them? Because I always have, as soon as I get mad at this one, I can just go to this one. As soon as I get mad with this one, I can just go to this one. So, like, I understand that now because of my lifetime in the brothel. Because now, after I hung out in the brothels and I got that same dynamic in my life, I lost all affection for any one woman. Because now I know, and it's even better for men in the long run, because we always have something to offer. Whereas girls, they pretty much just, like I said in other videos, they are going to lose it all. It's nothing they can do about it. Some of them can just hold on to it a little longer. But the thing is, women, they always run out, and then they always end up needing a man. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to sound like that typical dude who goes, well, you know, I don't need no woman. I need a woman like a bike, like a frog needs a bicycle. But no, but I'm speaking on reality, like real shit, like real logical shit. Like, women are going to need a man much before a man is going to need a woman. And if a man needs a woman, he can just buy a woman. Let's just be real about it. And woman was really made to be bought. Look throughout history of time, look through different countries. You walk up to a bitch with 15 goats and you can buy her in some countries. You see what I'm saying? It's just the norm. It's what's always been done. But see, in countries like America and in the UK, they try to like mix it and dress it up as something different and then throw it back out there. They're just trying to polish a turd. It's still a turd. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can polish it all you want to. You can, you know, you can dress it up in high heel boots, but it's a turd in high heel boots. Like, you just can't do anything. But like, okay, I feel like I'm really kind of jumping topics, but because another core situation that I think of a lot, I'm gonna end this video because I'm jumping way too many topics. Another core situation I think of a lot is, like I said, men always have something to offer. So let's say a man, he's always working on something. He's always successful, blah, blah, blah. Well, no matter if he's 18 or if he's 88 or 158, he's still a man who has some power, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he might be old, but you still see him first as a man who has power. But see, women, on the other hand, this is where they get fucked up, because Perfect example. Let's use like Rihanna 15 years ago, right? Rihanna was a relatively beautiful girl in a $10,000 dress on a red carpet, right? Now Rihanna is a fat bitch in a $10,000 dress. You see how quick that shit fell off? like at all her value. See, she can get a little bit of value because her name is Rihanna and she was Rihanna. But like the average woman, she goes from being sexy bitch in a $10,000 dress to fat bitch in a $10,000 dress. And that value just went from here to just through the basement. All right. That's just what it, whereas a man. Okay, let's just use Chris Hemsworth as an example, because that's the only motherfucker I can think of right now that bitches, because he's Thor, bitches like him. Let's say when Chris Hemsworth, let's say if he holds on to his money and he invests it right and he gets his shit together and he'll be 85 sitting over there and he's Chris Hemsworth and he's 85 and he kept his money together and he's still, you know, took somewhat good care of himself, blah, 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 and he's 88 years old. Well, he's Chris Hemsworth and he's old. But he's Chris Hemsworth, so a bitch will still fuck with that. A bitch is gonna play with his dick and want to fuck him and all that just because he still has something to offer. Where women, they lose that shit. They lose it all, man. But yeah, back to the original topic, the loving delusion part two, man. It's a delusion. Women are not loving creatures. They're really not, man. They that is shit that men are secretly looking for, this all-in-one woman to be their partner, of like part mother, part best friend, part sexual slut, part conversationalist, like and all that is the same thing as a woman who thinks she wants a man who's loving, caring, thoughtful, treats her like shit, fucks a dog shit out of her, is gentle with her. You know, it's too many in one person. I mean, you can't, every now and then you can find that in one person. Usually all those characteristics don't last long. Usually they have to start leaning to one side or the other. But it's really not even worth trying to hold out for that all-in-one type of motherfucker. I'm going to leave it off of that because I'm at 20 minutes now. And I'm jumping topics like crazy.